Into the Blender, episode 25. Cheaper car insurance?
No? I don't know what that means.
And car rentals when you turn 25?
Oh, yeah, yes. Cheaper, right?
That's very obscure. I know. Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. It really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. Welcome to End of the Blender. This is Viv.
And this is Chooch.
How is everybody?
A little sick.
Yeah, Chooch is sick. I was again asking them, how was Thanksgiving? How was your Christmas holidays?
I'm part of everybody.
Oh, guys, he's so cranky. He's sick. And it kind of hit him like a ton of bricks today, but he's super cranky. Like cranky, evil cranky. But he's adorable. I love him.
Evil?
You're getting there, babe. I figure by tomorrow morning you'll be full on evil.
I'm changing.
And you're smiling and you're laughing because you know it's true. You know you get pretty nasty, but I can't get mad at you when you're sick. So you take full advantage of the evil illness.
Oh, yeah. That would be evil.
Yeah. Pray for me, folks. It's going to be a rough couple days. So go ahead, Chooch, before I so rudely interrupted you.
How was that?
You're sick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to back up and try and do this in chronological order.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
On our last episode, we had read a letter from Richard regarding his trials and tribulations with surgeries and health problems and all that. So I had actually gotten a private message from him on the COH podcast forums. And so we went back a little bit and he said it was okay for me to read this. And he says, "Hi, Viv, it's Richard. Thanks for reading my letter. To answer your questions, I'm fine health-wise. Most of my surgeries were plastic surgery. I have a joke. I've had more nose jobs than a Hollywood housewife, but less than Michael Jackson. It was rough, but it was all I knew. The only rough spot was the teen years in Southern California with a facial deformity with the beautiful people culture.
Yeah.
I am now an in-home caregiver for my wife with lupus. Wow. I always felt lucky because when I was in the hospital, there was always a kid much sicker than I was. I was not sick, but needed surgery to help keep up with growth since scar tissue does not grow. I used to tell folks God made me in his Rodin period. The sculptor Rodin was thought to be casting his pieces instead of sculpting marble from raw. To prove his talent, he sculpted some unfinished pieces and they were perfect. I was unfinished, not perfect, but perfect for being me." Which I think is really cool. So thank you for that. And again, you know, cheers to you for having such a great outlook on things. And best of luck for your wife with lupus. I had a coworker that had lupus and had a lot of problems with that. It was pretty debilitating for her off and on throughout the year. So best of luck for her health and for yours.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing even more. And we are still continuing with RD and his health stuff. He's had some difficulty here lately with his tummy.
Yeah, they're sooner than we thought it would.
Much, much sooner. He only had the surgery in July, the beginning of July. So it's a lot sooner than we thought we'd be having problems. We're trying to figure out, well, we, like I'm a doctor. They're trying to figure out exactly what it is, if it's something else or if it's the Crohn's. So... kind of in a wait and see. He's continuing with Remicade. He's, you know, doing his thing. He's still, you know, we go over there and he's outside running around playing with his friends. Yeah. So I guess
it's nothing like it was just before the surgery, right. How he had gotten really bad.
It was pretty constant, but continuous pain then. Yeah. And now it's just a flare up, mm-hmm. which is pretty severe pain. But like you said, not like what he was going yeah. through. So we're still crossing our fingers for a little RD.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what's been going on with us, well, the last time we talked, we had just said, okay, we're going to do NaNoWriMo. And that's pretty much all we did. I got 6,000 words total.
Yeah.
And you got 4,000?
4,600, something like that.
That's pretty much where it halted. We didn't get any further than that. I started a job, mm-hmm. a temp job, started the end of October. It was wreaking havoc on me physically. It was I don't want to get too specific. It was a place where there were a lot of fumes mm-hmm. naturally occurring. And when you add to that the fact that the entire staff smoked and it was not a air-controlled location, so I frequently would come home smelling like I had spent the last 8 hours in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pervasive cigarette smoke. And so I was having migraines every day and allergic reactions and breathing problems. And it was making it so that when I got home, I was physically defeated and couldn't do anything. So we didn't really do much of anything for November and most of December.
Yeah. And you've always been
hypersensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. And I think it actually got more hyper when I was pregnant. And it just stayed because I used to work in a record store that was next door. Yes, a record store, kittens, vinyl, vinyl, old school rock and roll. And it was next door to a Gloria Jeans or something like that coffee shop in a mall. And I remember thinking, oh, I hate this job because it stinks. But I know that after I had M, I can't like stand going into those coffee stores at all. Like a Starbucks is okay. But the smell of the grounds themselves mm-hmm. and that pervasive, I can't take it.
Yeah.
So I've always been sensitive, but now it's like I get sick.
Yeah.
And if I go into a craft store and start picking stuff up, my hands swell up and start to burn like a freak show. So I've always been really sensitive. And this just set off every trigger that I have. So I had to walk away from that temp job that wanted to hire me permanently. They were pretty much convinced right away that they wanted me long term because I'm so mm-hmm. awesome.
You are.
I rock. I changed their lives, and then I walked away.
Like you want to do.
Just as, yes, at my whim. So, yeah, Nana was a fail, but my best friend's daughters, ages almost 15 and almost 14, not only started it, but completed it.
Yeah, they were both winners.
They both spanked it. I'm so proud of them both. So our big reward for them, because we were so excited, and we only knew about the older one. That was doing it. I didn't mm-hmm. even know that the younger one was attempting it. And they both beat it. And I was like, squee, on a major scale. Because that's a lot. And it's over 50,000 words.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for anybody.
And they've since finished the stories. So they're in over at 50,000. And they're now editing. And now I have a feeling they're editing at a feverish pace. Because I told them that their reward from us, a gift from us, because we're so proud of them, is that we're going to publish their books.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what that means yet. We're either going to go to an on-demand, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on-demand publishing.
Or we're going to, quote, open our own publishing house to publish them under us. But we'll see. We'll figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that. They're just all Twitter-pated. They just started... So their faces
You're
were so
gonna
cute.
What?
They were so excited. And the older daughter who did NaNo the year before and got like 35,000 words, didn't win it, but got mm-hmm. real close. She was immediately, I'm so there. I've already picked out the cover art. I already know what I want the cover to look like. And I was like, girl, you go on. And then the younger sister, who always kind of follows the lead of the older sister, big eyes, huge, scared, terrified eyes. I wish it's not that good. And I'm like, girl, half the books out there aren't any good.
Right.
To find a good published book is really hard. Don't even worry about it. I can show you some trash books if you want. They're no good at all. They'll make you feel much better. So they're real excited about that. That was actually last week. They came over My girlfriend and her 5 kids came over, ages almost 16 down to 2. It was a very exciting day. So we played and decorated cookies and stuff and told them about that. That was a lot of fun. You were stuck at work.
I was at work.
You didn't get to wrangle babies.
No. Well, in a way.
Yeah.
I really was. No. Yeah. I was. My boss was took some time off. Yeah. So I was the boss all week.
So, yeah. So you were wrangling.
I had
babies.
More babies as usual to wrangle or than usual.
And in theory, you had no poopy diapers, which true. I had to deal with.
Very true.
In theory. Not a physical, you know, presentation of a poopy diaper, but lots of theoretical poopy diapers.
Whenever you have to be the boss for a week, it's always good to be a holiday week.
Yeah.
It overall was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
A lot of people were gone. So.
Yeah. And you were able to cancel some meetings.
Yep.
That you didn't want to attend or
I don't really feel
table.
Like it. So it's a holiday week. All right. We're not going to have it.
Nope,
you know what?
Here.
Everybody take off early.
Wish you were my boss.
It's good to be the king.
Briefly. For that one holiday week.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent it with my family here locally. We went to my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And did Thanksgiving. And it was fun.
Wasn't it before that? It was after, just after Thanksgiving. Brandon and Allie came over and we hung out.
It was Thanksgiving night.
Right, yeah. We had a post-Thanksgiving dinner, kickback.
Right, we had the big turkey dinner at 2. And then Brandon, Allie, and their daughter, Elf Princess, came out and we made homemade pizzas.
Yes.
And we... Our plan was... Okay, this is going to sound stupid. We wanted to watch all 3 of the Lord of the Rings. We wanted to watch the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got there at like 6, we were chatting and having such a really, really wonderful good time. We didn't start the trilogy until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So right there, it's got fail written all over it.
For sure.
Yeah. And so we watched the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really tired. And apparently I said, no, let's start the second one, which I have no recollection of saying because I was so tired.
Because a few of us said, so should we just call it there and try again later? And yeah, you said, no, let's keep going.
Did I? Because I don't remember that. I was so tired. I don't think I made it 10 minutes into the second one before I was snoring. I know I woke up at one point and Elf Princess was asleep. Allie was curled up with her. Brand was gone. And I was like, where's Brand? Oh, he's taking a nap in the guest room. And I'm like, well, you guys could just sleep here. No, the dogs. We've got to go home and let them out. And I'm like, oh, I'm soaking. I think they left at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was cold night too. I felt so bad. I was just like, can't just let the dogs pee. It'll be okay. I don't want you leaving at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. So, but they made it home safely. Hooray, hooray.
We still got to pick that up again and finish it out.
I actually am going to have to watch the second one again.
Yeah.
Because, we're going to watch the third one and I don't remember the second one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that this week because we've got plans to get together with them again to watch the third one and have fun. And then right after that, M and LT went to my brother's house to spend the weekend and you and I went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
To visit Biscuit and his wonderful woman, Kath.
Mm-hmm.
And...
got to meet the new puppy.
Yeah, Jane. And Gandalf was there, of course. And we got to immerse ourselves into the Biscuit and Kath lifestyle, and it was quite fun.
Yeah.
We went to... that was that name of that place that first night we went to? The Burrow.
Yeah.
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 It was cold. We had to sit outside because it was so busy inside. But it was a lot of fun.
And I wore shorts.
Yeah, you
polar
bear. I'm
thinking, we're just going to walk from the car to the restaurant.
No, we had to sit outside on wrought iron chairs.
Shirts.
With no cushions.
Windy. Probably 40 degrees.
Yeah, easily. It was a lot of fun, though, and those drinks kept me warm.
Yeah, it helped.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun. Then we came back, and the next week, we actually got to go to a luncheon for our friend Allie's birthday.
Yeah.
Had a big birthday meetup and just had a bunch of people there. It was so fun. As always, it was so fun.
Yeah.
We also did a 5K on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That was the other thing. We got up at like 6 a.m., went and did a 5K, then went and did the big dinner, mm-hmm. then had Brandon Alley over, then left for North Carolina the next day, came home on Sunday and got up and went to work on Monday. What were we thinking? It was so fun, though.
It really was.
We were exhausted, but it was a blast. And then getting ready for Christmas, immediately falling into the getting ready for Christmas trap. Which came, we kind of crammed it in really hurriedly as far as decorating, because you had made your trip to go to California.
Mm-hmm. I headed out for an early Christmas trip.
Yeah. Second weekend of December. Yeah.
Timing-wise, with different things going on, and mostly airline costs this year were insane.
Yeah.
So I went out early. And saw the family, saw Jay, had a great time. We went out, he wanted to hit the miniature golf course again. He had so much fun when we went before and did that, had a great time. He spanked me on some of the, I think overall I was ahead. We didn't keep score or anything,
yeah.
But he actually made a hole in one three different times, different holes.
That was not an easy course either.
Yeah.
There were some real tough ones.
And then he went, and then we went into the arcade thing, and that was, mm-hmm. of course, one of the highlights. He loves doing the different ticket games, the skee ball and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And got an insane number of tickets. And then sat in for the shopping of the little baubles.
Yeah.
Which he's very selective.
Yeah, they all are. They will take, I mean, some kids will just agonize over each 5 ticket item.
Yeah. When I try to convince him, you know, to get the big, big ticket items. Mm. No. Nah, you know.
He wants an armload.
Instead of that one, yeah, I could get 20 of these little things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so that was good. And actually, when I first got there, the day after I first got there, I went up and spent the day with my brother and hung out with him and his son. And we hung out in the garage and talked and just talked for, I don't even remember how many hours I was there, but had a really good visit with them and had dinner. And they had his wife had a luncheon at work, a holiday luncheon. From this brand new place that had just opened up near them, this amazing barbecue called Famous Dave's.
Oh my gosh. That we've been scarfing food up at for years. That's so funny. I love it.
So
it is good food though.
Yeah. So we had Famous Dave's for dinner.
Awesome. Don't tell the boys. They'll want us to take them. And we never get out of there for less than $80.
Yeah. And so I had the day there, and then
you were staying with your mom when you were there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how's she doing?
She's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
We got her Christmas tree up and some decorations done, and I did my usual computer maintenance and fix things here and there.
Yeah. She always puts you to work when you're there.
Little electrical work, little plumbing work, little...
Hey, how come you never do that stuff here? I got a broken ice maker up there.
Get to it.
Oh, mush. I'm just kidding. You're sick. You don't have to.
I bought you ice.
Yeah, you did buy me ice. You're a good man. I'll keep you.
And of course, saw my sister and her family, mm-hmm. and hung out there for a while and played with the kids there. And so just overall great holiday visit.
Yeah. I'm glad you got out there.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure it out. I want to go for next Christmas. We can't afford to go out two times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that when M turns 18, he's not going to be as easy to get out there.
Mm.
So I was thinking that maybe right at the very beginning of summer, right after he graduates, right after he turns 18,
mm-hmm.
we'll throw him on a plane and we'll go out and spend a week. I don't know. I'm so torn on when to go. And you don't have an opinion at this point. I'm thinking airline. I want to buy those tickets immediately.
Yeah.
with our tax money. I want to knock them suckers out. But yeah, we're already planning the trip out there for all of us to go. We haven't been out there, all four of us, to visit Jay in about a year and a half, which is painfully long time. So we're making those plans too, along with other plans. Plans. And then Em and LT right now, their dad drove up with his family and they're staying with his parents nearby. So the boys are there visiting all of them and celebrating another Christmas.
I didn't realize they drove.
Yeah, they had to because the airline costs. Same thing that hit us. And there's five of them.
Yeah, true.
So yeah. So they're out there and having a good time. As far as our Christmas here at the borough, it was a little more expensive than we had planned. We bought the new phones in October and said, that's it. That's Christmas. Don't ask. There's nothing else under the tree unless Santa's bringing you something.
Right.
And so we kind of failed on that kind of limit.
Kind of?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We were planning on getting a PS3 with our tax money.
Yes.
In February, March, whenever it comes.
Yes. Well, you know, the high def Blu-rayness on the new TV.
Right. And for Little Big Planet.
I was going to say mostly high def, but for Little Big Planet.
I'd say 50-50.
Yeah. We got to play it at the Virgin Music Festival.
It was amazing.
Before it had been released.
Yeah, it was like a demo.
Yeah. And we're just blown away by it.
Yeah.
And decided we must have.
So we walk into a Best Buy all unsuspecting, and they happen to have 18 months, no interest. And we're like, well, 18 months is way further off than tax time. So we did it. We splurged and we got the PS3 and we got three controllers and we got Little Big Planet and we got the remote control kit and we got, what is it, Fallout 3?
Yeah.
So we spent more money than I want to ever add up. Finance the whole thing, but we don't pay any interest when we pay it.
Well, and we decided if we're going to do this, we might as well take care of a few things. So we had a microwave that had died
in July that has been broken since July.
So we got a new in range, whatever you call it, built in microwave doohickey.
That's the technical term, folks. Look it up. And that's actually being installed tomorrow.
Right. That matches the other appliances.
And then we can take the little crappy one that we pulled out of the basement and get that out of the kitchen and get some counter space back. So that'll be cool. And we on Christmas Day, we actually took down the sign that said, do not use microwave, it explodes. Yeah, so we're happy to be getting rid of that little
bunker. You know, I need to class the place up for Christmas photos.
Yeah, I was taking pictures because LT made omelets.
Yeah.
He learned how to make omelets in his... home, not egg, they don't call it home technology, or they call it home something or other. Home engineering or something crazy.
Well, I think they roll in the whole finance plus home making,
like a whole thing.
Yeah.
But he learned how to make omelets, so he wanted to make them on Christmas, and I'm like, yeah, go for it. So you guys were in there, you were supervising because you're the omelet man. And I was like, I can't take pictures with that, you know, explosive microwave sign on it, so let's take off that classy thing. So yeah, he made yummy omelets. So Christmas morning was pretty much not at all what they expected. They didn't think they were going to get anything. There weren't that many presents to open, but we were gleeful all day long.
Yeah.
Because they also got the Blu-ray Iron Man, Blu-ray Incredible Hulk, Blu-ray Fifth Element. I think we watched all of them that day, or parts of them maybe. I know I had to take a nap. I got like 4 hours of sleep.
Many were infected. Infected with a disease that thinks, a disease that talks, and as the victims finally succumbed, a disease that walks. One man fought back. He resisted the voices. Perry Dawsey carved out pieces of himself in a desperate attempt to survive. He won. But as Perry awakes in a government hospital, he realizes he can still hear those voices. It's not over. And now it's even worse. because the infection has become contagious. Contagious is the bloody sequel to Scott Sigler's horror thriller, Infected. Contagious is available in stores December 30th, or reserve your copy now at scottsigler.com/pre-order. Get the book the day it comes out, because if someone spoils the ending, you'll hate yourself enough to use the chicken scissors.
Just a lot of fun. After we opened everything up, they opened their presents, and we were watching movies, we were playing, I took a nap, we got ready and went over to my dad's house for Christmas dinner there, which was the traditional bacon cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Got to see my brother's family and my sister and her husband and my dad, and it was just a lot of fun. And baby Jay was there. His mom had to work, but baby Jay was there.
Yeah.
And we got to mush on his cute little cheeks. It was so fun.
5 bazillion pictures.
Only 3 bazillion. Do not exaggerate. But I did. I took a bunch of pictures because he was just in such a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
He was smiling and cooing and laughing. And oh, he's so, it was just awesome. We had a great day. And then we came home and brought, no, the nephews didn't come with us. They went and did a traditional Christmas dinner that night, and then they came over later. My brother brought them over later.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up staying 2 nights. They stayed Christmas night and the next night.
Yeah.
And had a lot of fun because they loved, they, you, if when, if you haven't played Little Big Planet yet, what the first thing you're going to realize is that you will never have more fun messing up in a game.
Yeah.
Because if you fall, if you flop, if you get zapped, if you catch on fire, you're still laughing.
Yeah.
It's still funny when you get singed. When you singe your sack, people. It's a really fun game. So we were all cracking up and laughing while we were playing that. And they would go up and play WoW. And then as soon as you'd hear the really crazy maniacal laughter, you knew they were playing Little Big Planet again. It was just so fun. And we play it like, you've played it almost nonstop.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, now it's like arcade house.
Yeah.
We've got, in the basement, we've got the Wii with the Rock Band set up.
So the PS2.
Right. So the younger kids were jamming that. Oh, that's right. With the PS2. But the Wii's down there also.
Yeah.
So they were jamming the Rock Band. Oh, and the Wii music.
The Wii music that we got from Gamefly.
A whole bunch.
Yeah.
And then on the main level on the big screen, we got the PS3 with the Little Big Planet action.
Uh-huh.
And then upstairs, we've got the loft with the 4 machines where they're all playing WoW or... Jump into Em's room, play the Xbox 360 online.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so decadent. How did we get to this? We cannot ever list all of those again because I'm horrified. We're the worst parents in the world.
But it's so much fun.
I'm horrified. You are not ever allowed to list those out again.
So there's,
oh my God.
There's a different kind of laughter and a different kind of noise that comes from each system they're playing.
That's very true, because M and GK, when they're playing, it's like evil. It's like wicked, evil, scary teen laughter that sends chills down your spine. That is very true.
Yeah. So it took me a day or two to actually connect the PS3 to the internet.
Yeah.
I got in the wireless codes, set up my PlayStation profile thingamajigger.
Yep.
And was able actually to hook up with Christiane Ellis.
Oh, that is online. So cool.
So we were playing. She has a published world or a published level.
That's one of the reasons I wanted the game.
Because
she said that she had a balloon race level. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now we have to get
the
planet because I've got to see what Christiane about. We were going to get it anyways, but I was like, okay, the first thing we're doing is finding that level.
So I got it online.
Yeah.
I sent her a friend request. She was actually online playing.
That's so cool. When
she got the friend request, accepted it.
She's the most awesome
ever. And then jumped into my little Sackboy pod, the little house.
Yeah.
And she was talking. I didn't have any kind of voice thing set up, so I'm trying to text, and the text on that controller is horrid.
I want to get the little keyboard thing for it.
So she was just kind of laughing. She'd like, hey, how you doing? And then she would get a little icon that said I was like typing.
Uh-huh.
But it would sit there and she'd start laughing. Hello. And then I'd finally get out typing. No chat. Hold on. I found a USB headset.
Uh-huh.
And then had typed, no, I got to reset the game. And got it hooked. And then, boom, we were hooked into voice. And awesome. We just started launching into...
And that's when you got the maniacal laughter. I was upstairs working on something, and you were just cracking up. But then she is like the funniest person ever.
So we jumped into the community, and we're just playing random people's worlds that they had created, or levels. No, I keep saying worlds because you see these little planets.
Yeah.
But they're levels. So... I don't even remember how long we were playing it, but it was so much fun. We played a dozen levels.
Yeah. And she just kind of showed you around.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. And then when I finally was able to break free and come down, you showed me, because it shows you recently played levels. Yeah. So you were able to show me some of them. Some and of the ones amazing. We were playing. There are some really amazing.
People are so creative.
It is insane. Insane.
Yeah.
That game is just ridiculously fun. It's so addictive, guys, really. Yeah.
Also, hey, if anybody has a PS3,
yeah.
If you have a Little Big Planet, even if you don't have a Little Big Planet, but if you just have a PS3, you can send a friend request to chuchis@gmail.com is what I'm on as.
Cool.
We need to create you a profile so you can be on as well.
See.
And I've started getting an inkling of an idea to create a level.
Nice.
I've got one jokey one that I just started thinking of doing. No.
No.
Well, kind of, actually. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so.
Cool.
I've got a jokey one I started thinking of, and then a more serious one.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Playing that game and hanging out with the kids. And then they all left on Saturday. The boys' father's father came and picked them up because their dad was pulling into town later in the day. And we took the nephews home and came home to silence, which is always freaks me out because it's
a little eerie.
And I did it again. I did the same thing I said I wasn't going to do anymore, which is having the nephews spend the night right up to the last minute because I can't get the guys to get their stuff ready.
Oh, yeah.
And the grandfather gets impatient while he's waiting at the last 2 minute scramble, you know. So, you know, it's a little frustrating at the end there, but they have so much fun. So we had the guys over and we had all four of them and they were, you know, up and down the stairs playing this game music, that game music, playing the radio in the background the iPod. And there was just so much noise.
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped, you know, their grandfather picked them up. We took the nephews home. We come home after we grabbed some lunch and it was literally silent.
Yeah.
And it freaks me out. It's like,
yeah,
they're gone. And I know they're only, you know, 50 miles away for a week, but it's like the so tangible that next time we're leaving a radio on.
Well, and aside from that, we had a new recent aquarium apocalypse. Yeah. Everything died.
Fish apocalypse.
And so I completely took the aquarium down.
Yeah, gave it a good scrub out. Yeah,
completely clean it out. It's currently dry.
Yeah.
So we don't even have the bubbler noise and the pump noise.
Nothing. That's right, man. It's just like death here. So quiet. And I had he worked hours and hours on cleaning out the fish tank. And the next morning I woke up and I was getting ready for work. And I said, it makes me so sad to see that empty fish tank. And so when I got home from work that night, you had printed up a bunch of pictures of fish and put them in there. And we had some paint your own pottery stuff that we had done of different fish, a puffer fish and a seahorse. Mm-hmm. And you had put those in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were like, here, put something in quick so that she's not sad and I don't have to fill the fish tank again. But you were just trying to make it nice for me.
You thought I was being sarcastic.
And clearly by your tone, you're never sarcastic. Never. But so at first I was late
for work thinking, oh, I'm going to add, because it was total whim, absolute whim. I walked out and I saw it and I'm like, oh, she just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put pictures. So I was putting the pictures on.
Sweet.
But when I was running through the house trying to find a pair of scissors to cut the thing out,
uh-huh.
the pictures out, I saw the little ceramic things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got to put those in
it
there.
It really is cute. Knowing you weren't trying to be sarcastic makes it really sweet and endearing. But I thought it was a, here, let me put these in here. Otherwise, she's going to put me to work.
Empty tank, huh?
She's going to want to move it. We're going to have to move furniture. And then we're going to have to put all the stuff in. I'm just going to put pictures in. So, yeah, knowing your intention, it's very, very sweet. But it's silent like death.
Yes, it is.
As far as what's coming up for us, I'm running a 5K on January 1st, New Year's Day.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, Chooch isn't going to do it with me. He decided against it. I decided I wanted to start the new year with putting my best foot forward on my health plan and, you know, being healthy and all that stuff. And he said, I'm going
to
sleep.
I decided I'm probably going to be drinking and I'm going to be in no shape
yeah.
for running.
And I don't.
Or walking.
I don't
plan. Or sunlight.
Or any kind of movement at all before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Although this is a pretty smart plan. This doesn't start until 11, which I think is pretty brilliant, yeah. you know, for a 5K to start at 11.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't frequently feel the need to pound it, you know. Every once in a while, I like to, like Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it means more to me this year to be able to do the 5K
mm-hmm.
than it does to, you know, get plowed.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to be doing that. Even though I'm doing it alone, it's okay. I don't mind. I can do it. And I don't know. I'm trying to find a job. Again, I'm still going through the temp agency. I'm still applying for jobs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of chilling out, trying to get the house pulled back into some kind of shape before I get a job again, before they find work for me. And I just did sign up. I signed both of us up, actually, and I did ask you on this, and you said yes, for the Race for the Cure in May of 2009.
Yeah.
So we are definitely doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mother's Day weekend, so we will be enjoying that. It'll be a yeah. good weekend again. And other than that, we're just trying to figure stuff out like everybody else. The boys will be home on Friday. And I think the nephews and my brother are coming over Friday night so that we can yeah. watch Serenity on Blu-ray on Since the new TV.
Comes out in HD.
On December 30th.
On December 30th.
On Blu-ray, yes.
And we found that the nephews have never seen it.
I was a bit horrified. They've never seen the show. They've never seen the movie. We have obviously failed them. So we yeah. are making that right on Friday.
Yes.
Yes. So it'll be fun. It'll be cool. And just lots of, there's so much going on. Our friend Heather Wellover is pregnant. She's been having some health problems lately. So I'm going to hopefully go out and see her on Tuesday and
mm-hmm.
bring her some company and some goodies. Because we have lots of, I overbaked this year. I overbaked. And so I'm going to take her some goodies and fatten yes. her and grail pup up. So just looking forward to lots of stuff with friends and family. How about you, Chooch? What are you looking forward to?
Same.
Yeah. Get you healthy again. Mm-hmm. Get you feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready for the New Year's resolutions and goals and have that be the natural launch.
Yeah.
To start back into diet and exercise and...
Cool.
It's time.
Yeah.
Well, it's overtime, but...
I can't wait until the 1st. I feel so gross.
Yeah.
I'd say about 2 days before Christmas, I started feeling really overwhelmed with all the sweets I was baking, and I started snitching a bite here and snitching some here, and then
mm-hmm.
I have gained a lot of weight over the last week, and mm-hmm. I'm pissed. I am pissed. I was down to 31 pounds. I had lost 31 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pissed at what I've gained back in the last week. It doesn't seem fair to be able to gain it back that quickly. I know that I'll lose it quickly because it's not long-term weight gain,
mm-hmm.
but it still pisses me off. So I'm not even waiting until the 1st. This morning, I was jumping on it after I got off the scales and stopped screaming. So yeah, I'm not waiting for the 1st, but I will be right there with you on the 1st when you start.
Yeah.
After you wake up at 3. I haven't even with the job I haven't even been able to work out in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I was still working out 2 maybe 3 times a week, but since we got closer to Christmas I have no time. I you mm-hmm. know, I bought Christmas cards. I filled out like half of them. And in the whole chaos of Christmas, I can't even find them now. I can't even find them, the cards to mail. The half that I did.
Wow.
So it's a total fail. I have, I'm so lost on what's going on in this house. I've got to pull things together. So it's bad, but I'm actually hoping that it takes them another week to find me a job so I can try and get the house back on track. Because good gravy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mess.
Well, I'm sure we'll do another kind of start of the year cast.
Yeah.
And go over what we think the year will hold for us and what we want to get done. Yeah. My list's going to be the exact same as last year, I think. I don't know if there's anything I'll really change because I didn't really accomplish a whole lot.
Oh, don't say that, honey.
And well, I mean, I did, but... Yeah.
We had a wonderful full year. There was much
backsliding. Oh, yeah.
An amazing... We made so many new friends. Mm-hmm. It's... I cannot believe the people that we've met this year and the friends that we've made. That's some true. Of them acquaintances, I would say. Some of them are people I consider really, really good lifetime friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we didn't check off the specific things that we wanted to,
right. Yeah.
That's okay. Because we had a year of wonderful spiritual growth, emotional growth,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of growth, man. Awesome stuff.
That's true.
We'll get the other stuff too.
Which is why it'll be on the next list.
That's right.
You know what? I think we actually had a whole mess of voicemails.
Really?
Yeah, I remember, gosh, it's like it's been so long ago. I made a comment because we had some comments. We had, I don't remember if it was a voicemail or if it was email or something, but from a few people that were actually City of Heroes listeners.
Yeah.
And then I had made the comment, well, hey, you know, you can call even if you don't play City of Heroes.
We take calls from all people.
And we actually got some voicemails.
Yay. Yay for pleading.
Number one.
Well, well. Wow. It's pretty comfortable in here, guys. Oh, I like what you did with the basement down here. Anyway, it's good to finally be on into the blender. Oh, wait. I'm stuck in a voicemail message. Anyway. Hey, everybody. This is Ryan from the Daddy Digest podcast. I am alive, and all my power and interweb has returned. So, yeah, Viv, you were curious about how long I was without power and tubes. So we were without power.
And then he lost phone.
Oh, no.
Knowing what he went through with the hurricane, that's kind of scary.
We are going to have to send that rescue party.
I think so, yeah. Although he has tweeted a few times, so I know he's okay now.
Looks like there's a follow-on message.
Oh, good. So he did survive whatever happened.
Wow. Cut off number one. Okay, part two. We were without power for about 24 days. We were without internet for about 32 days. We had a local cable company providing our internet, and it was totally horrible, and they only had like two guys working on several hundred miles of lines. That's what I was told. It was quite crazy. So, by the way, we switched to DSL, so that's a lot more reliable. So, and by the way, COH, City of Villains, City of Heroes, I like to say Play NC really helped out and understood the situation. I got some considerable hurricane damage time given back to me because I had bought a prepaid time card to get the exclusive pack, and it was given back to me in a couple of codes. They gave me a few codes, about three codes, that I can use for 3-7 days. So I got 21 days back on my account. I thought that was really neat. So I just want to say I love your show, guys, and I really like the hour and 40-some-odd minutes or so that we got on the last one. It was really, really neat to hear you guys again. Also, I agree with you totally. I don't put my show out on a weekly or biweekly or monthly basis. I just put it out whenever I have stuff to get off my chest or cover in my show because it is it's a chronologizing documentation of what me and my family go through. I'm a little bit closer to y'all now in y'all's not so much a blended family, but so much as I now have a teenager in my house. Right now, my normal kids are 5'2", and 6 months old right now. But now we have a 16-year-old that we adopted. She's been going through some hard time with her family, and sad to say that her dad doesn't want anything to do with her. Not that she's a bad kid, but he has other priorities in life that dad shouldn't be doing. So you can share this message on the show. Nothing too personal. If you've heard my show, I don't hold nothing back. So I don't know what happened on the first message. I hope you got all of this. If not, just play what you got. Until then, hey, this guy, this is Ryan, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Dang.
All right.
Whole lot of wow in that message.
Yeah.
24 days, 32 days, and they adopted a 16-year-old. And I would consider that a blended family because it's not one of your birth children. But that's amazing for you guys to take her in. So congrats on living through the hurricane.
Right.
On getting your house back to functioning again, at least I guess it is. And I saw that you had put out an episode. And so yay for normalcy. I saw that you've tweeted a couple times. Yay for that. And hooray for taking in this poor girl.
Yeah.
That is really awesome. So yay, you guys.
Totally. And
totally great to hear from you, too. Wow. What a couple of months they've had.
Yeah, that's a roller coaster.
And that was, again, Ryan from Daddy Digest. That's his podcast. And I think it's just called Daddy Digest, and iTunes is how I grab it. So, yeah. Pretty cool, man.
Hey, Blenders. This is Nobilis calling. And just kind of mentioning that you don't have to have a blended family with step-parents and half-siblings and things like that to have head-butting tweens in the house. Sometimes it seems like I'm calling home from work to give backup to D on some disciplinary ruling or other, to say, yes, we really do mean it. Yes, we're both behind this. Yes, we're both doing it. Stop head-butting your mother. I think it's, some kids just kind of get that way, whether you've got that kind of stuff going on or not. So, anyways, great show. Thanks. 2 hours, though. 2 hours? Could it have been 2 shows? Anyways, bye.
You're right. Sorry. Yeah, it should have been, but we never would know where to cut things off and keep going. Yeah. But yay for you backing D up, because that, I do know that there are some couples out there that don't want to be the bad guy.
Right.
They don't even want to be the backup bad guy in support of the primary bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you guys both back each other up is awesome. And consistency kicks the butt of almost every superpower that an evil teen has. So yay you.
Yeah. It really always has to be a united front.
Yeah.
Otherwise there's big problems.
Well, thanks for calling. That was cool to hear. You know, when Chooch said earlier that, yay, we've got messages, and I was like, you know who we haven't heard from is we haven't heard from Nobilis. And every once in a while, I'll see him tweet that he listens. So, yay, Nobilis.
And we got one more.
Oh, wow. You need to plead more often, honey.
Hey, Chooch and Viv. This is Daryl McDaniel. I'm the one that sent in the long email question that you answered a couple podcasts ago. I just wanted to give my feedback and say thanks for the suggestions. Sorry it took me so long to get back to you. I'm trying to take what you've suggested to heart and implement, but I keep finding myself just reacting without thinking. So I still got an issue to work on. But have enjoyed your podcast. Keep them coming. We all know how life gets in the way of things, especially things we want to do. Again, thanks. I wanted to say thanks again. at a loss here. I guess you'll have to edit this one. Anyway, or you can just listen to it and know that you're helping some folks out here. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Bye.
Oh, you are very welcome, Daryl. And don't feel bad about taking a while about getting back to us, because see how long it took us to play it. You just wished us happy Thanksgiving, and it's 2 days after Christmas. So, well, and that is why I'm terrible about leaving feedback on other podcasts, is because I never know how I'm going to sound and how to close up things and stuff like that. So well done.
Yeah. thanks a lot for calling. And
absolutely. And don't feel bad about reacting, because we do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We know what we should do and how the right, you know, what the proper path is most likely going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, every once in a while, just flip out, react, and yeah. then have to do, you know, okay, let's talk now that we're all calm.
And emotions are emotions. Yeah. Humans are emotional creatures. And
that's when
they're in the heat of the moment, and you can't help it a lot of the time.
Yeah. And I used to feel bad if I would have a reaction that was strong. I mean, I never go crazy and start beating people or throwing things or scream profanities or anything like that. But just if my initial reaction is, or something like that, I feel bad. But then, you know what? It's kind of like good training for them too, I think, mm-hmm. to see how their behavior impacts other people.
Yeah.
And how to react to that. You know, we're all trying to figure out how to handle and interact and react and not harm each other.
But, mm-hmm.
So don't feel bad about that. We're all learning and growing and stuff. And believe me, we make 100 billion mistakes over right. here. But really, thank you for calling, and you are very welcome. And that's such a sweet thing to say. Aww. Yeah. Thank you for calling. So, wow, I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
Feedback, we has it. Wow.
So if anybody else out there would like to contribute to the conversation,
yes, plead,
leave a voicemail.
It worked last
time.
The
number's 413-669-4720.
Yep.
And as we said, you don't have to listen to City Heroes. You don't have to live in a blended family.
No.
You can just call. Say yeah. hi.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. We like to hear from everybody.
Yep.
Or, if you're a little shy, you can send an email to intotheblender@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or leave a comment on the site at intotheblender.com.
Yep.
We'd love to interact in any way we can get ya.
Yes, we are very greedy.
Even on the PS3.
Oh.
Send an invite to chuchus@gmail.com.
Yeah.
chouchus@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And friend me.
Friend
we'll
him.
Go. Gallivanting around Little Big Planet.
Go ride the short bus together.
Oh, that was obscenely fun.
Yeah, that was. There's actually a level called Short Bus, something or other, and it was wrong and
short
fun.
Short bus, one word.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, we're gonna have to go play again very, very soon. Like now. Well, after we edit. So everybody, take care. Have a really safe and wonderful New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And. Go easy on the goals, because you don't want to do anything you're going to fail immediately. Pick something realistic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing for my new goals for the year. Something mm-hmm. realistic. I know what I can't do in a year,
mm-hmm.
so I can set my goals appropriately. So go easy on yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Till next time.
Bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye, 08.
My life is insane because you're in it. Just sit back and indulge me for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds. It's hard time you believe.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.